epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show. I just did a little quick research. I had not heard the story about this woman, Sade Perkins in Houston, who made those horrific comments about the girls at the Mystic Camp in Texas who are dead or still missing. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But look, I want to start off with this. At the end of last hour, a woman who has called the show many times, her name is Julie. She's in Metairie. And I want to apologize, and this is very, very unlike me, but I want to apologize to Julie in Metairie because of what I said about Julie. I can't apologize for saying that Julie is angry because she's angry, and she was angry when she called me, and I got to tell you, I'm a human being, and sometimes the hits that I take hit. Sometimes they hit a little hard. I mean, I can take it. I mean, I take a lot of crap. And it's okay. It's part of my job. I know that there are more people who like me than don't like me. That's the reality. But I still have to deal with some people who don't like me. The problem with Julie is that she calls the show and she misrepresents me. And that's hurtful. If you want to criticize me on what I've actually said. But don't criticize me on something I haven't said because you're trying to make a point. I'm not apologizing because Julie's angry, because I do believe she's an angry woman. But I'm apologizing because, I guess I just went on a little too long about talking about how angry she is. And so, Julie, I apologize to you. But if you call the show again and you're angry and you get to the point where you're accusing me of saying something that I didn't say, we're not going to continue the conversation. There are other shows, I guess, that you can call. If you could find another show to call, you could call another show. But don't call me and tell me I said something that I didn't say. And I never blamed this on Trump. That's your assumption. And Julie is a stereotype for a lot of people. But I do apologize to Julie and the audience because I didn't have to take it that far. And I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to let it go. And to some degree, I'm going to have empathy for these people who live their lives in an angry state of mind. And I don't know why people like Julie are so angry. Because they love Trump. They worship Trump. And Trump won. And so, you know, last week or the week before, recently, when I was talking about why are so many right-wing conservatives angry, Trump won. He's doing whatever he wants to do. Why are people like Julie angry? I don't understand the anger. Unless people like Julie feel like they need to be angry to have meaning in life. And I don't know. But I'm going to do my best to let it go. But I will tell you this. I'm human. And this show is live, and sometimes I react to things, and sometimes I'm going to react to things. But if I feel like I went too far, I will admit it. And I feel like I went a little too far with Julie talking about how angry she is. I do believe she's angry. But again, the main point is, Julie, if you want to call the show, but do not make something up that I said that I didn't say. I mean, that's only fair. That's just, that's misinformation. And we're not gonna deal with it. There is an op-ed blog that I wrote that's on our website. I think it's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Has Essence Fest jumped the shark? And it's based on what happened at Essence Fest this past weekend and how that all transpired. You can read that. It's at WWL.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. And maybe we'll get to some of your comments a little bit later. All right. So this woman, Sade Perkins, was commenting on Camp Mystic. And she said it's a white, whites-only girls' Christian camp. They don't even have a token Asian. They don't have a token black person. It is all white. White-only conservative Christian camp. She says, if you ain't white, you ain't right. That's what she said. She went on to say, you ain't getting in, you ain't going, period. I don't know if it's a white-only camp. There might have been only whites there, but that might have been a choice. I don't believe the African-American population in that part of Texas is very high. That could be part of the reason. This woman's in Houston. The African-American population in Houston is very high. So this is obviously a very misinformed person. Got a text a moment ago from someone who said she wasn't fired for what she said. She was fired before that for something else. But anyway, let me continue. I don't see anything about the C word. And somebody called earlier and said that she said the C word, these little white C word girls or whatever. But here's what else Perkins said. This is coming from Fox News. It's not to say that we don't want the girls to be found, whatever the girls are missing. But you best believe, especially in today's political climate, that if this were a group of Hispanic girls, this would not be getting this type of coverage that they're getting. No one would give an F. She's a former appointee, and she again was fired. Whether she was fired for this or not, I don't know, but she was fired. The problem is that Julie, and to some degree a caller earlier, made it seem as if this is representative of the way liberals feel in general, that this person represents Democrats. And that's not true. Any more than the QAnon wacko conservative people who think that Democrats and Hollywood elites are sucking the blood out of children that are dying and drinking it, that doesn't represent all white right-wing radicals. That doesn't represent all Republicans. So there are extremists everywhere. And when an extremist says something, if it's not called out, that's a problem. If it gets called out, that's good. But there's no way, you know, I mean, this is the vicious hatefulness in politics today. The idea that this woman represents all African Americans. I guarantee you that they're African American. We have a tremendous African American audience here. We do. I mean, I get evidence of that all the time. And I guarantee you that there are African Americans who totally disagree with this African American. Totally disagree with her. Totally disagree with her attitude and what she said. And they have tremendous empathy for what's going on in Texas. One of the things that we've been talking about this afternoon is the questions that are being asked about what could have been done to maybe alert more people. That's a legitimate question. This was a question that was asked right after the flooding following Katrina. These questions were asked right here in New Orleans. What could have been done? What if we didn't ask those questions? What if the media, what if the public didn't ask those questions? Things would not have changed. So much has changed. So much has changed in this city because of the questions that were asked after Katrina. And when you hear about a public alarm system along the river that was rejected, and by the way, they requested federal funds, they requested $1 million. in 2017, and it was rejected by the government. Donald Trump was president then. I just get the feeling that, and I empathize with them because this is a tough thing for them to deal with, not only the magnitude of what they're dealing with, but also these people in Kirk County, Texas, are not used to dealing with this barrage of national media. But I've not heard anybody be rude in any of these press conferences when it comes to asking questions. And when Texas Governor Gregory Abbott makes up this ridiculous analogy of football, losers and winners, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, if you diagram the comment, it doesn't even make sense. But yes, when you lose in a situation, yeah, I don't like to say pointing fingers because that sounds ugly, but you're asking questions. Why did we lose? How did we lose? What could we have done better so we wouldn't have lost the game? What could we have done better so we wouldn't have lost so many people? I think the magnitude of this storm that happened and the way it developed could not have been forecast by any meteorologist. And as I said last hour, there are things that are going on when a thunderstorm is forming that are happening every second. And it's air coming from here. It's building up here. There's this particular weather formula that's developing that can't always be predicted. We've seen it here in New Orleans where 2 inches of rain are predicted and we get 6 inches of rain. That happens often. So the same thing in Texas. But the question is, what might have been done to save more lives? And you can ask that question and still empathize with those lives that were lost. You could still empathize with the families of those who have died and those who are still missing. You can still support and honor the first responders and the Cajun Navy and everybody who's part of this recovery project right now. You can ask the questions and still have all those other feelings about all those other things. If you ask questions that Governor Abbott made it seem like, well, you don't care about this, you don't care about that. No, that's not true. And there are others. There's a couple of the guys in Kirk County that are doing a great job, but a couple of them seem to be a little testy with the media. This is not the media's fault. This is a tough situation, and people are frustrated, and people want answers. And there was a conversation about a public alarm system that seems like it would have saved some lives, but I don't think it would have saved everybody. I mean, that's how monumental this weather event, this act of nature was. It was that monumental that I don't think everybody would have been saved, but maybe more would have been saved. So we've been talking about this this afternoon. But, you know, if somebody tries to bring up this woman in Houston, don't even buy into that argument. That's one person. That's one insignificant, angry human being who is frustrated. And, you know, I don't know, maybe she makes a living because she's racist. Maybe she makes a living dividing white and black. There are people who do make a living that way. They benefit from divide of white and black. Maybe this is part of her job, part of her agenda. Maybe this is just what she does. But it's one individual. And just be certain that this woman does not represent all Democrats and all liberals. Even though I don't speak for Democrats or liberals, doesn't represent all of those people. If you would like to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So much going on. I hope we get to all of it today. If we don't, we'll get to some of it on the show tomorrow. And I want to just remind you once again that you can stream our show anytime, anywhere. We are everywhere. We are on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. It's free. We're on the iHeartRadio app, and we're on the TuneIn's app, TuneIn app. So find us anywhere there, and you can stream the show wherever you are. Ian Hoke, every Tuesday, is in a deep state meeting at the station, the Situation Room at the radio station. And I don't know, there's some kind of secretive stuff going on there that I'm not privileged to. But anyway, he's always preoccupied on Tuesday in the first hour of the show.
It's Wednesday.
So happy to have you back with us now.
Glad to be back with you. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed the dust up at the mid of the last hour. I was actually, I had walked away from the meeting at about, 1:50, so I did get to hear a little bit of it. And I'm just kind of tisking in my head, I can go out and get on X or Facebook and find some nobody, some mid-level, maybe they're an appointee, maybe they work on a nonprofit board, maybe they work in the government somewhere, who said something horrible about, the Pulse nightclub shooting. or the Parkland school shooting in Florida. I can go out and find 1,000 conservative nobodies who said distasteful, right, disgusting things about those tragedies where the victims were primarily queer people, brown people, liberals, Democrats, what, however you want to package that. I do not need to be told that that one conservative weirdo on social media does not speak for everybody in the country. I don't need to be told that. It boggles the mind that there are grown-ass men and women in this country, in this listening audience, that do need to be told that, to whom it is not instinctive to assume that just because somebody said it on social media, it does, that's just what they said. Who cares? Who has time to get outraged about this?
Yes.
The comments are disgusting. They're uncalled for. They're inappropriate. I hope Sade Perkins pays the consequences for her free speech. Whatever job she has, I hope she loses it. I hope she lost it. I hope she struggles to find meaningful work in the future. But I will not be lectured by people whose entire movement is predicated on the idea that there are good Americans and there are bad Americans. And all we're going to do is spend the next 4 years sorting out the people who don't deserve respect, who don't deserve to be here, who don't deserve to be seen as humans, who do not get to participate in this democracy. I'm not taking cues from those people on etiquette and decency and good manners. Your entire movement is dedicated to making the world a more divided, more cruel place.
No, that's true. I like the way you said nobodies, because there are conservative nobodies. I guarantee you can find conservative nobodies who said they're glad the Democrats were shot recently in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
They're happy. Oh, Democrats, I'm glad they're dead. So what, do they represent all Republicans? Not on this show. No, they don't.
Now, if those people are in elected office, if they are public figures that have a big platform, that have the ability to enact policies, then we should really talk about it. To me, that is newsworthy. But believe you me, the executives at Fox News that found this TikTok and wrote this story up and are now just pumping outrage endlessly into the people who are tuning in every night because they haven't got their outrage fix of the day, they are laughing all the way to the bank. They're sucking the energy out of your life.
That's right.
By causing you to be outraged about stuff that, frankly, doesn't matter.
Look at the people who are pushing this. I mean, that's a good point. Look at the people who are pushing this. Fox News and the conservative echo chamber. They're pushing this because, like Ian says, they want to make you outraged. Like the two callers that we had just talked about this woman, and I didn't hear that. I mean, I guess I'm kind of in tune with more, you know, responsible media that's not pushing this story. But look at who's pushing the story, and they're pushing it for entertainment value, and they're pushing it because they want you to be outraged. It's one freaking person, one person. And we can find conservatives who have said horrible things, too, about the other side. So don't think that they don't exist. But yet there is this perception that conservatives would never say anything like that. That's not true, because conservatives are human just like liberals. And I love this show, and I love what comes out of this show. And this is just a very unique show in America today. And I love it. And I love our audience. I love that we have such a great audience. And it's just very satisfying to come in here every day knowing that we have the opportunity to tell the truth. We have the opportunity to represent the truth. We have the opportunity to analyze things and set things straight so people understand. I mean, anybody who's really honest would have to say, if you're really outraged, yeah, you know, that's right. That was just one woman. And, you know, Fox and the conservative people, they're just pushing this issue. They're pushing it. It is entertainment. And that's why I keep telling you, news is entertainment. It's designed to get your attention for the purpose of getting ratings.
Something is wrong if I'm not outraged.
Yep.
Something is always outrageous on Fox News. Therefore, nothing is wrong when I'm watching Fox News. If that describes your life, you must break free. You must find a way out of that. We are waiting with open arms to pull you out of that reductive, damaging mindset. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a stupid person. But you somehow have found yourself locked into this closed loop system where the only thing that makes you feel like you've done something with your day is to be furious about something that doesn't affect your life.
You know, it might even be that people really don't have power. And they feel like they have power when they get outraged.
Absolutely.
They feel like they have meaning in life. I matter because I'm angry. I matter because I can call this like it is. But you're getting false information. You're getting false impressions. So anyway, you know, we continue. And, you know, my job is to entertain. My job is to, if you're in the car, if you're at work, my job is to just distract you from the realities of life. That's it. My job is not to change the world. But we do entertain you with really vital information and vital analysis that you're not going to find anywhere else, nowhere else, not on cable TV, not on Sirius XM. I don't know of this happening anywhere. And I'm very proud of this show. All right, we got to get to a break here. When we come back, we're going to review a few of the things that Steve Scalise talked about yesterday. But if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Had a big thunderstorm in downtown New Orleans last hour. It has moved on, but if it has moved on, it might have moved in your direction. Drive carefully if you're out there. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be back on this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, we're halfway to the weekend on WWL.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is an annual event. It's almost sold out, and it is just so epic. The Beatles Fest is this coming Saturday at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. We'll talk to Chuck Credo, the producer of it, coming up in the next hour. We'll find out a little bit more about that. My friends, the Molly Ringwalds are going to be there, and many, many others. So we'll find out more about that. Again, it's almost sold out, but it's just a huge event. Jefferson Performing Arts Center is a great, great venue. Plenty of free parking. So easy to get there and park that it's this coming Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Wednesday. Glad you're with us. Ian, I was thinking about something last night. Mm-hmm. Do you know all the people who support the pardoning of the January 6th criminals?
Yeah.
Okay. Think about how those people who support that. They supported the pardoning of those criminals. Think about how they feel about the Democrats who are attacking ICE agents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're livid that these Democrats are attacking ICE agents. What if some of these Democrats go to jail and the next president is a Democrat and he pardons them all?
They won't have anything to say about
exactly.
it. Exactly. They'll just move on to the next thing.
Exactly. But somewhere inside, they're going to know they're hypocrites.
Somewhere.
So if you were for that pardoning, then if you are really angry that these Democrats are attacking ICE agents, and look, I'm not for this. I think the Democrats are wrong to do this. But if you're against this, and if you think it's horrible that Democrats are attacking ICE agents, if they end up going to jail, and if you think they belong in jail, what happens if the next president's a Democrat and he pardons them? Anyway, just a little something to think about. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We are going to get to your calls, but I want to spend a few minutes talking about a couple of things that Congressman Steve Scalise talked about yesterday. I thought we had a great interview. And if you were expecting me to get irate and yell at Steve Scalise, then I'm sure you were disappointed. We had a conversation, and I respect Steve Scalise as a man. I respect what he has been through, and I enjoyed the interview. I called him on a couple of different things that I disagreed with. But right now, what he is saying is just words. What I'm saying are just words. We don't know. But let's see who's right. Let's see what happens when this big, not-so-beautiful bill manifests itself in our economy. Soon we will know whether Steve Scalise is right or I was right to, you know, bring up a couple of things that I disagreed with him on. But this idea that, you know, I got to be angry. First of all, I'm not going to ever make everybody happy. But I thought it was a very respectful conversation with Steve Scalise. And I think this shows that people can disagree and have conversations and not hate each other, because I don't hate the man. I respect the man. I respect that he recovered from the 2017 shooting, that he has recovered from his 2023 announcement of a rare blood cancer, that he's in full remission there. I respect him as a man. I disagree with him when it comes to a lot of politics. And his closeness to President Trump, I disagree with. Not his closeness to President Trump, but I disagree with going along with many of what President Trump believes, which I think is a contrast to Stephen Scalise's Catholic Christian faith. So, but anyway, we'll have him back. He's going to come back in a couple of months, and we'll talk about this. But at one point yesterday, I asked Congressman Scalise to talk to us about who is going to lose Medicaid coverage in Louisiana and which hospitals might close.
So when they have to go get a job, they're going to get better health care. But yeah, a lot of myths about this. First of all, a lot of hospitals have closed down, especially in rural areas, for years before this bill got signed into law. So this idea that this bill is going to do something bad to hospitals. We have a lot of problems with our hospitals. Go look at how many rural hospitals have closed in America just in the last 4 years. There's a lot of them. Doesn't get reported. This bill does a number of things that are really good for families. Number one, stops the tax increase. Every family in Louisiana that pays taxes was about to get about a 20 to 40% tax increase. So we stopped that from happening, which is really good. There are some other changes we made, and as affects Medicaid, the biggest changes are we put work requirements in place. So two big areas where you're going to see people no longer be eligible for Medicaid that today might be getting it. One is illegals. If you're here illegally, there are over a million people in America getting Medicaid. So you're a taxpayer. You're paying for illegals to get health care. You're a disabled person on Medicaid. We're protecting them, by the way. There were a lot of lies told about disabled people losing care. If you're disabled on Medicaid, you're going to have better care because a lot of disabled people are getting crowded out of Medicaid by people who shouldn't be on the program. So illegals will no longer be eligible, but also people who are fully able-bodied. Pick up the never did the Advocate do a story on this person, but this is the person that will lose their eligibility. You're 35 years old. You're fully able to work. You're just choosing to sit at home in your mom's basement and play video games and turn down work. Well, guess what, Scoot? You're not going to be eligible for Medicaid anymore. You can go get a job. And by the way, there are a lot of people looking to hire you. And when you get that job, you're going to actually get private insurance, which is better than Medicaid. Keep in mind, Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance, three different forms of health care. The worst form of all those is Medicaid. So you don't want to be dumping millions more people into Medicaid when they could be on a much better form of care in private insurance.
Well, all along, I have been for able-bodied people working. I agree with President Trump on that. I agree with Congressman Scalise on that. But here's the interesting thing. So Congressman Scalise said that hospitals are not going to close because they're already closing. So if hospitals right now are closing at a certain rate, then let's see when this happens. Let's see if more hospitals close at a more rapid rate. The other point that can be brought up is that because Governor John Bel Edwards accepted Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, that allowed us to do things that other states, like when he talks about hospitals closing, that might be in other states that didn't have the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah. When he gave that answer, I thought two things about it right away. I was like, curious. He didn't say that no rural hospitals in Louisiana will close as a result of reduced income from Medicaid dollars. He did not say that at any time in this conversation. What he did do is kind of deflected and said, well, rural hospitals close all the time and we don't ever hear about it. But just like you pointed out, rural hospitals close all the time in states that did not expand Medicaid. Louisiana did expand Medicaid. If we hadn't done that, some untold number of our rural hospitals would have closed already. This is not really a sufficient answer to the question that you asked.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, again, it's all words right now, but we're going to have him back and we'll play back some of this stuff. And it's not going to be, you know, anything other than a civil conversation. But, you know, right now, everything is words. And if hospitals start closing at a faster rate than they're closing now because of the big, not so beautiful bill, well, then Steve Scalise is going to have to answer to that and explain why that is happening. It is still a fear that we have on this show that more hospitals are going to close. And in Louisiana, we're a little different than other states that rejected the Affordable Care Act. All right. I also asked, we got to take a break here. We'll take a break and we'll come back with another comment. All right. If you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And we are going to get to more of your calls. We've got a lot to talk about coming up in the next hour as well. So if we don't get to you this hour, we will definitely get to you next hour. We also have a lot of text to get to. So we'll have another comment from Congressman Scalise in the show yesterday coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a Wednesday afternoon. We are working our way toward the weekend now. And we'll be right back on WWL.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, we are not living in an ordinary world right now. And those of you who are millennials and Zoomers and you have been coming of age during this time when there's so much hate and turmoil in politics, it hasn't always been like this. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be like this forever. Hey, it's good for me. It's good for business. But, I don't like the hate. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. I want to play another little part of what Congressman Scalise said yesterday and then comment on it.
Two big areas where you're going to see people no longer be eligible for Medicaid that today might be getting it. One is illegals. If you're here illegally, there are over a million people in America getting Medicaid. So you're a taxpayer. You're paying for illegals to get health care.
That's not true. We checked this out. That's not true. Illegals are not eligible for Medicaid. So illegals are not getting Medicaid. So Congressman Scalise misspoke yesterday. I just want to set the record straight on that. Illegals are not getting Medicaid. So don't let that be part of your outrage. If you're outraged about other things, okay, but don't let that be part of your outrage.
There is, if we're being generous, if we're going to give good old Steve the benefit of the doubt here, it is true that some illegal immigrants can, in some parts of the country, get state-funded coverage. But from Anchorage, Alaska to Key West, Florida, you are nowhere eligible for federal Medicaid coverage if you are here illegally.
Right.
He says there's millions of them.
Doesn't mean that there aren't exceptions.
And it's also true. We offer emergency Medicaid, right? In this country, hospitals are mandated by law, for example, to help deliver a baby. If a pregnant woman, whatever her documented status is, walks into a hospital in labor, the hospital has to deliver that baby. That costs money. So either that illegal immigrant in that moment gets signed up for emergency Medicaid. Oh, we're going to throw you on Medicaid right away just so we can make sure that the hospital doesn't eat the entire cost of providing that coverage, of providing that care. That can only possibly account for a fraction of a percent of all the Medicaid dollars in the country. I don't know what Steve is talking about.
Glad we had a chance to correct that. I also asked Congressman Scalise, why wasn't there support from Republicans when the two Democrats were shot in Minnesota last month, the way there was bipartisan support from Democrats when he was shot in 2017?
I think there was a lot of that. I reached out to the Democrat whose district it was in, and I think you saw a lot of people come together. There's still a lot of confusion. They captured the guy, and maybe one day we'll find out. And that really isn't the real story. The story is there was a tragedy, and, you know, he tried to kill a number of state senators, almost did kill one, and then murdered a state rep and her husband. And I think you saw a lot of outpouring. It just doesn't last as long because the news cycle probably goes a lot quicker, and you're on to something else.
Did it bother you that President Trump said that he didn't even want to call Governor Walz and then said he's whacked out, he doesn't have a clue? Does it bother you when Trump says those things?
Look, I mean, the president obviously has his own style, and he has, you know, different confrontations with different people. Walz ran against him for president. You know, in a time like that, I do think he did immediately say prayers for the families. You know, the governor is not the person that you pray for. You pray for the victims, the people that were fighting for their lives. The senator at the time was still fighting for his life, and his wife was doing the same. And the president did offer strong support for the folks that were shot. And ultimately, luckily, the senator made it, but the state rep did not.
I don't think the public received that, and it just seemed like there was just such a stark contrast between the support for you and then the lack of bipartisan support for that situation. And I think that's a statement about where we are in terms of disagreeing equals hate. And I don't know how we got here, but we're here, and I'm not sure how we get out of this, but. You know, the hate factor has really turned into a spectator sport when it comes to political discourse.
Yeah, and it's a real problem because it's, you know, it's bled. I mean, other colleagues of mine have had death threats against them, still to this day. And let's disagree based on the policy. And I always tell people, you know, keep your disagreements to the policy, because if you're attacking somebody personally, you've lost the argument.
And also, let's point out, Steve Scalise is not Donald Trump. He supports Donald Trump. in an unlimited way, but he's not Donald Trump. So I don't expect him to answer for Donald Trump, but I just thought it was interesting that he kind of deflected from really addressing the issue that there was not, and I don't think it had anything to do with the news cycle, there was not the bipartisan support for the Democrat shot in Minnesota that there was for him when he was shot. And I just thought that was sad. And the comments from President Trump saying, well, you know, it's a waste of time to call the governor. And I know the governor didn't do it, and the governor wasn't the one who was killed. I understand that, but it's a courtesy thing, and we're missing that courtesy. We're missing that civility. It's just missing. And then to go on and criticize him and say he's whacked out and doesn't have a clue, you know, that just didn't sit well with me. And there was just such a stark contrast between bipartisan support for Scalise and no bipartisan support for the people, the Democrats who were shot. Because in truth, a lot of Republicans, not all, but a lot of Republicans were not upset that they were dead because they're Democrats. I mean, that's how deep the hate goes. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1954, Debbie Sledge was born. Saw her recently at that bicentennial celebration, the Mall Ball at Lakeside Shopping Center. Debbie Sledge looks awesome. She's 71 years old today. This is still one of my favorite Sister Sledge songs. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.